SOS, I need you daily. Can't lie, say the pain don't faze me. My God, who gon' help these babies?
Hey y'all.
Hi.
Welcome to Clean It.
This is Sarita.
And I'm Simone. Welcome back, y'all. Thank you so much for coming back for episode 3.
We're still here.
Hey, we ain't going nowhere. Take that, take that.
So, how you doing, girl?
I'm pretty good. Some good stuff's been going on. That's speaking true. Of good things.
Mm-hmm. Talk about that good religion.
Yes. Okay, so the Dream Junkies finally dropped their album called Good Religion. It came out last Friday on the 4th, and I cannot stop listening to it. It is so good. Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
It legit makes me want to just move to the West Coast. I don't even know why. It just feels so West Coast. I feel like I need to listen to it over there.
It'd probably make the album even better if you just had, you know, some sea breezes.
I don't know what that is.
Some beachside action.
I know what that is.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
It has that type of music where you can just ride, and thankfully Atlanta has stopped being so cold.
Yes, amen.
It's nice and warm. You could be outside. I got a little convertible, throw that top down, turn that music up, ride to that good religion.
Yes, we finally got that top back weather because, man, we tried to put the top down when it was cold. we lasted a cool 2 minutes.
We were like, the wind isn't that cold. It's not that bad.
We were excited and we got shut down. Jesus said no. But this weather this week has been absolutely awesome.
We had a chance to really love on Atlanta.
Yes.
Just be outside in our city, be downtown, see the buildings and the people and the atmosphere. We just love being in the city.
Yes. I just love being out, walking around, seeing people doing so many different random things. So many. I learned about all of the levels of skateboarding.
True. All the levels of dog walking.
Yes, definitely.
And the PDA that happens when the sun comes out. Lord help us.
Oh my goodness. I know they may have thought they picked a secluded spot, but I was like, we can see you.
It's like, I might know somebody's day of conception at this point. I don't even understand.
Legit. So what else you got going on, Sarita?
Life, man. I just got over being really sick, but just in time for some concerts in the future coming through.
All right.
Like that Gavi.
Gavi. Get on. Sounded just like it.
You did so good. Applause.
Yeah.
But yes, Gavi is having a show. Gavi and Friends happening out here in the A, happening next week.
Yes.
So the episode will drop, and then that very next day, Gavi and Friends is happening over at Passion City Church. We will be there.
Yes.
Ripping that Clean Ears.
Ow.
So you can come and see us there. And then that Saturday. Oh, Lord. That Saturday.
You're busy.
Social Club.
Yes.
And we will be there as well, ripping Clean Ears.
We'll be putting information on our social media about both events so that you guys can go, because you can meet other believers. You can hear a lot of dope music. And when Gavi says he's bringing friends, you want to be there.
Right, he got good friends.
Shout out, got friends.
I got friends, you got friends.
Hey! We have another thing that's coming up that's really exciting. It's not quite close in distance or time, but we're super excited because we are making plans for a trip to go to Rhetoric!
So excited!
So, Sarita, tell the people what Rhetoric is.
Rhetoric is an awesome event. It is put on by P4CM, which is a ministry out in Los Angeles, California. It's a spoken word and worship event that occurs, and it's become so popular via YouTube and other social media, and a lot of great people like Preston Perry and Jackie Hill Perry, Ezekiel, Genetics come out of that ministry and become, you know, worldwide known for their spoken word. And I just am so excited that Clean Ears is planning to go. It's August 12th, 2016. So it's not super close, but for those of us, like you said, we are here in Atlanta on the other coast. Dang. Not that left coast, but the other
right
one.
Coast. The other one is that.
It's not. They don't call it the right coast. They're not special.
Shame.
So we are working on getting out there.
This episode of Clean Airs features music by Erica Campbell featuring The Prey, Swoop, Belief, The Dream Junkies, The Truth, and NSYNC. Please visit www.cleanearsshow.com for the full versions of these songs and a few more that we're listening to. We hope you enjoy what's in our headphones. What we're about to do is play a little game, because we realized that you're still getting to know us, and we just wanted to give you guys an opportunity to learn some really random things about us, so random that we don't even know what those things are. We had Courtney in all of her glory and deviousness.
Deviousness might be right.
Yes.
Glory as well.
Pull these questions, and the last time that we had Courtney pull stuff, we ended up with Priscilla and Aquila and all of David's 19 friends. And so all I'm saying is that we don't know what these questions are, and they could be anything, but I promise you they are clean, because this is Clean Ears and we ain't trying to corrupt anybody. No stumbling blocks around here.
Bam.
I feel like I always tell Saritha to go first. Mm-hmm. So
you go first.
I'm gonna go first. This is Simone. Pray for me. Okay. All right. The first question. What is your favorite holiday? Now, my original answer would have been my birthday, but my mom worked really hard to convince me that that was not a holiday. And so I will not dishonor her teachings. And so I'm going to say my favorite holiday is Christmas. Mm-hmm. And I know that sounds real cliche. You're a Christian. You love Christmas. But what I love about Christmas, other than the fact that it's Jesus' birthday, because of course, I mean, come on now. Mm-hmm. It's the fact that everybody is in really good spirits. Everybody's really giving. People that normally don't seem to be cheerful, they're kind of a little bit more friendly. Also, a lot of bomb food, a lot of bomb beverages, and people come together. Love Christmas.
Yay! Okay, so Sarita's first question. Ooh. What do you want to be when you grew up?
Oh, also,
I wanted to be a pediatric nurse. I wanted to be a pediatric nurse because I knew I loved kids, and I knew I was smart, so I figured science would be a good place to be. And so they told me that you can have a lot of the perks of being in the hospital with the babies with all the responsibility of the doctor. No one explained to me that nurses work so much more hard than the doctors. So this is before I knew better, but when you're younger and you're 8 and people ask you what you want to be, I want to be a pediatric nurse.
Shout out to nurses right quick, though. Mm-hmm. It is hard work. My auntie's a nurse. All right, next question for me. What is my favorite Disney movie?
I asked you this question!
Now, I'm more so in tune with former Disney than I am with current Disney. I know I've offended a lot of people. Please come back. But I really, really like The Little Mermaid. I like The Little Mermaid because, first of all, the music is banging. Ariel was killing the game with her outfit, let's be honest. Even Ursula, like, she was a thick chick and she was doing her thing with her little outfit too. I liked her little haircut, but aside from the styling of the film, I actually love Sebastian because...
Come through, Sebastian.
Exactly. Being a little island girl, I appreciated having some representation because they're in the ocean. I'm from Jamaica. We are about a beach. And so to have somebody there with an island accent, I was like, we're in there. They're in our beach. They're obviously in the Caribbean Sea. Little Mermaid.
It's so cute. I'm just sad I don't have a Disney question. Okay. Can you impersonate anyone famous? Absolutely not. I have no skills.
What?
I have no impersonation skills at all.
What the heck?
I can't.
Okay, you gonna try something?
Ooh.
You gonna let that know?
There hasn't been anyone close that I've been able to even sound like.
Hey, the word says let your yes be your yes and your no be your no.
It's a no. It's a hard no, Brad. Just know that.
Back to Simone. What was your favorite boy band or girl group? Destiny's Child.
Yes!
Let me tell y'all something. When Destiny's Child first came out, I was like, first of all, y'all were killing everything. They were killing everything. And It was around the time that I first started writing music ever, and I promise you, every song that I wrote was for Destiny's Child. I was like, they will sing these songs. Whenever I sang, I used to always try to sing like Beyonce. And even once I actually became a part of a girl group, I was actually called the Beyonce of the group because I wrote the music, I arranged the vocals, and I mean, let's be honest, she was curvy, and I'm curvy. I'm done.
Beautiful. Okay. My question is, how did you get your name? Well, that's interesting. My mom named me after her college roommate, whose mom named her after a romance novel. Ow. So my name came out of a romance novel. It's sissy. It's a sissy name.
Okay. What's my favorite birthday? Well, let's see. There are some that I can't really remember. They might have been lit, but I don't remember.
Jesus redeemed it all.
BC life. My favorite birthday was when I turned 4.
That's it. That's
my 4th birthday was so lit, y'all. And let me tell you why. We had the little moonwalk, as y'all call it in the States. In Jamaica, we called it a bounce-a-boat. We had those always because mom didn't play. She loved her children. But what made the birthday really lit was my gift. Aside from the fact that it was 8-8-88 and I felt like I was in charge of everything, I got a set of Play-Doh with colors that I never had before. And I was legit, like, I opened it and I was like, I can make everything. Everything. And I was too hype. 4th birthday, 8-8-88. I mean, you could probably Google it. I'm just saying.
Okay, so this is my question. Who's your favorite superhero? Before I sit you down for a dissertation of superheroes, because you'll be here all day for my nerddom. I'm just not even going to lie. My favorite superhero right now, based solely on movies, because you have to, like, bring it down. There are levels. I used to be Storm, but, you know, I actually still is Storm in some instances. But movies only, Iron Man is that dude, and let me tell you why. He is so snarky. The sarcasm is just beauteous to my ears. It just makes me cackle. It just makes me happy on the inside. The way that he was just so non-caring of anything in life in the first movie to now he cares about Captain America so much that his feelings are actually hurt, that he chose a friend over him. That is range, people.
That's gross.
Give it up to Robert Downey Jr. Give it up to Tony Stark. And give it up to Iron Man. Marvel all day. Okay.
Whew. All right.
Breathing.
All right. Let me see what my next question is. What was the last book I read, guys? Let's discuss how Simone does not read books. As soon as I read a book, I legit fall asleep. I legit, like, when I can't sleep, I'd be like, let me get a book. So I would say the last book with the air quotes that y'all can't see, but you need to know that they're there, that I read was, I know it sound real safe, but the Bible. I do try to get it in. I know I have to read the word, so I at least do that because I know I ain't reading nothing else. I read books. I mean, I read the Bible on my phone, and I read tweets and texts. That is it. Guys, I'm sorry. Me and books? Nah, bruh. Put that thing in a movie. Put it on the TV. Read the Bible. You should, too. Saritha, what you got?
Okay. Even better! Okay. If you were a superhero, what powers would you have, and what would your name be?
Somebody ain't shuffle this deck, right? I feel like I'm in a bad space game.
Okay. Whew. Once again, there's been variations and levels to this. You don't understand. Like, I'm hot. I'm just so excited. Okay. If I were a superhero, what powers would I have? I'll tell you what I wouldn't have. Flying, because I'm afraid of heights. It's just an issue and a problem that I have within myself. But the power that I would have is to be able to move things with my mind. One, because I'm lazy, and then I just could just, like, move things from across the room.
The remote, yes.
Everything. But I don't know, within that, though, do I have to know where it is to move it, or can I just think of it to move it, in which case...
Girl.
You could find keys.
You could move food out of restaurants in your house.
I just upgraded a power, people, just so you know.
I moved that Chipotle to my house.
Amen. Okay, so what would my name be? I don't know. I feel like names are given to you out of circumstances, and so we just need to know that my name would not be Batman. And that's it.
Dang.
Shame, no shame.
All right. All right. My final question is, if I could ask my future self one question, what would it be? I don't know, man. I feel like my future self may want to ask my past self about some things.
Maybe ask one of them birthdays you don't remember.
I know, right? But like, girl, what happened?
Oh, Lord. Okay. Last question. When is your birthday? Oh, my birthday is September 21st.
Oh, my gosh.
For all of those who would want to send me some love and cards, actually read cards, I appreciate them. But that is my birthday, and it is special and wonderful because it's still warm, but technically fall.
I'm surprised she did not make a reference to a certain song.
I was going to let it ride. When it gets closer to my actual birthday and they have to hear it consistently on the podcast.
You probably will.
Yeah. Then they just need to know. But Earth, Wind, and Fire is close to my heart. Just to know. Just throw it out there. Thanks so much for paying attention to us talk about ourselves.
Wow. And as you get to know us, we want to get to know you. So please be sure to hit us up on social media. If you want to know what the different medias are, go to www.cleanearshow.com. Scroll all the way to the bottom and you can pick and choose whichever medias you're on and follow us there.
We're about to talk about a great topic, but we just want to make sure to pray our way in. God, thank you so much for giving us these moments to be able to talk about you and talk about the way that you have helped us and how we live our lives and saved us from moments when we didn't know what we were going to do. And we're just praying that your word is heard today, Lord, that it is not returned void back to us, Lord. We're just praying this in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So we wanted to talk to you guys about something kind of serious but very important, and it is a lot about your emotional health. We know that as the seasons change or as life goes on, you may go through times where it's a lot of down, and you may not have seen the mountaintop in a while, and it seems like you just can't get any help. And we wanted to talk about how, even though you have your friends, like we talked about in our last episode, there's more to it, and it's really us figuring out how to get our help from God.
Absolutely. And sometimes, even when things are good and you're not necessarily down, sometimes life is just hard and a lot is being thrown at you. Just like it's an election year and things just don't stop. We have the news on 24/7 on several different channels. We've got social media going all day long with so many harsh opinions about so many different things, and there's so much information that we're being bombarded with. So even in the midst of our joy, that's a lot to deal with as well. And we wanted to just talk about ways that we cope with, whether it be stress or depression or just being overwhelmed with information. We just want to talk about how we deal with all of that.
Mm-hmm. And I love that we're talking about this today, because not that I've been in a down place or anything, but I have a lot of experience being through a lot of emotional stuff, and it helps so much to be able to, one, talk to somebody, and then, two, figure out how I'm coping and how I'm getting through all of those things with God as my main support system.
Exactly. We hear, in our generation, we hear this term a lot, self-care, where we're encouraged to care for ourselves and have a routine that we maintain for a certain level of mental health. Mm-hmm. But I feel like there's something missing from the self-care routine for a believer.
Mm-hmm. I think one of those things that's missing from that is that it depends on yourself. So if you can't calm yourself down, or if you can't figure out at one point maybe deep breaths help, but now deep breaths don't help, and now you're trying to figure out these affirmations, but your affirmations are solely based on the things around you and not the things above you coming from God. And then all of a sudden that falls through. It's just, there's no solid ground to walk on in that.
Absolutely. Quotes and affirmations are great and they sound good. But when you are pulling so many different things from so many different sources, then sometimes you can have competing mantras. Whereas when we turn to the Word of God, it's all coming from God. So everything is going to be consistent and you won't be getting mixed messages from the Bible.
I know that one thing that I've done in the past definitely is to be the type of person to bottle it up. I didn't really know about self-care. So if you're not taking care of yourself, you're obviously ignoring yourself. And I would ignore my emotions consistently. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't really acknowledge when I was going through hard times. I had a hard time asking for help, acknowledging what was going on with me, even really knowing what was going on with me on my own. I just wasn't introspective enough to know that I needed some help. And it wasn't until I started really getting into the Word and praying way more often that God would show me, like, hey, your emotions, they're valid. You need to figure out why you're feeling that way. Now, you're not supposed to just, like, languish in those feelings. But it was more about, okay, I'm feeling very sad right now. What's going on? Like, am I taking something in that I don't need to be taking in? Am I holding on to something? And it makes you evaluate what's going on in your life in a different way versus you just saying, oh, I'm not feeling good. Let me do this to make myself feel better, rather than let me get to a point of where that thing is no longer troubling me and I can move on.
A really practical solution is to take a break by unplugging from social media, whether it be for a couple of hours or a couple of days. This recenters your focus from being on everything that's going on in the world at one time to being on just what's in front of you. You'd be surprised by the range of emotions that you go through just by reading all of the trending topics and engaging in everything that goes on social media all day. But if you take a break, focus on just what's on your plate, you'll find that you are a lot less stressed and you're less emotionally exhausted because you're not emotionally responding or physically responding to everything that you see. You're basically putting blinders on so that you're only focused on being emotionally responsible for what's in front of you and for the things that are actually in your world. It's so easy to get on social media and see people celebrating things that you don't have and immediately start to feel inadequate and dissatisfied with a life that you were completely happy with before you picked up your phone. I understand that FOMO, fear of missing out, is a thing, but I choose my mental health and sanity over missing out on something any day.
That is so true. That's why I am thankful for the scriptures, and I'm glad for what God says about our emotions. He doesn't want us to ignore them.
Absolutely.
He doesn't want us to get away from them by being, like, running away from your emotions by being by yourself.
Absolutely.
He doesn't want you to run away from your emotions by being with other people either. It's just a matter of acknowledging what you're feeling and just being like, it's okay to feel that. It's okay to cry. It's okay to be mad as long as you don't sin. It actually does say in the Bible, be angry, but do not sin. So feel the emotion, but don't be wilding out due to that emotion. You can be mad. You can be sad. Blessed are those who mourn. It's legitimately throughout the Word that you're allowed to cry and have those feelings. Absolutely. But you're supposed to do some investigating with God or with accountability as to those feelings.
Exactly. And with unhealthy isolation, you're not really doing anything about the problem. It's just, I'm just going to sit. I'm going to go over here for a little bit. I still have all of these feelings, all of this angst, all of this anxiety, all of the different things that I was feeling, but it's not addressed. And so I agree with Saritha completely. It's important to turn to the Word of God and address it. A lot of times when we think about turning to the Word of God, it sometimes can seem easy to over-spiritualize it in terms of where to go and what to read. We want to just flip our Bible open, run right. our fingers through a couple of pages, open it and be like, oh my gosh, my eyes landed on Ezra, whatever, whatever. And it was like, oh my goodness. But honestly, that is not a thing. That is a myth.
Because God is not a genie.
Right. Just like when you type amen on Facebook statuses, God is not on Facebook. That's not how it works. I just wanted to throw that in there. Mm-hmm. But I think it's important to, if you don't know the word well, I say Google scriptures that encourage you. Mm-hmm. I think the safest option is to just Google scriptures for when I'm depressed, scriptures for when I have anxiety, scriptures for when I feel lonely. And thankfully, we live in a generation where all of this information is available to us. Mm-hmm. So we really are fortunate that between YouVersion plans, between just being able to Google scriptures and have them categorized for us already, and even just being able to attend almost any church electronically, we're really fortunate to be able to have those resources right at our fingertips literally every day.
Right. The same goes for prayer. If you're not sure how to pray, there are blueprints to prayer in the Bible. Isn't that amazing? You can hear great worship that is basically scripture put to song. So it's a way for you to pray. You can just start praying. You just use your words. As you can hear from the prayers going on our podcast, it's not overly spiritualized. We're not out here trying to break somebody's SAT score.
Thank God.
With these words and analogies. We're just talking to God. He's here all the time anyway. So for me to try to change how I speak just because I'm starting to pray, he'd be like, you don't talk like that all the time. What are you doing?
Who is this?
This is not my daughter.
How'd you get this number?
So you want to just be realistic. Like, God, I'm hurting right now. I don't know why, or I do know why, and what is going on?
I've gotten so much revelation in my life by just talking my problems out to God. For the times that I just don't know what's going on, I'll just say, God, this is what's happening, and this is the way that I feel. I don't like it. Show me where this came from. Show me what's at the root of this, and help me to get past it. And those are the kinds of prayers that God wants, honest prayers where we're not coming to him, just like Saritha said, with a lot of extra formal language, but just talk to him. I remember back when I used to party a lot, I somehow fell into a place where I would talk to God on the way to the club and on the way home from the club. And it just felt natural, and I just did it. And it wasn't about any special kind of language. I was very unchurched at the time. I didn't even know any church words, but amen and hallelujah. But, you know, I felt like in that time, I grew closer and closer and closer and closer to God. So don't feel intimidated if you feel like your language isn't on a certain level. God is listening always. You speak his name, mm-hmm. and he's listening.
And you just want to think about the way that God works. And in Isaiah 14:24, I love this. It says, the Lord Almighty has sworn, surely as I have planned it, so it will be. And as I have purposed it, so it will happen. Mm-hmm. So even the stuff that's going on in your life and it seems like it doesn't make sense to your plan, it works with God's plan, because as it's planned, so it will be. The things that he has planned for you, which are way outside of our own plans, so much bigger, they're occurring in a certain way to show you this supernatural look of your life. And it's because we're in it and we can't see the bird's eye view, that we're not seeing like the beauty of it. But at the same time, if you're looking at somebody painting, it makes no sense to the very end about what they're painting. You're like, trees,
I don't know where this is
trees,
going.
River. Why? If you've done like one of those painting courses, sip water and paint.
Sips and strokes, sipping on that water.
Sipping yes. on that water. Even as you're making whatever you're making with them, half the time you're like, this doesn't look like what it's supposed to look like at the very end of this. Until you get to the end, you're like, oh, I'm an artist. No, we're not. We just know how to follow directions.
Exactly. If you've ever gotten a sew-in, when you got them braid spirals on your head, you'd be like, I don't know where this is going. But when you start putting that hair down, you'd be like, yes. I'm sorry, guys. We were having such a serious conversation. And I really wanted y'all to know. But that's what I was thinking about. Another thing that I find particularly helpful is music. Sometimes I can't articulate what it is that I'm going through, and music is one of those things that really, really helps me when I'm going through something. Just having a me too from somebody, even if it's a stranger, makes me feel like I'm not alone in what I'm going through. And I know that I'm not alone in what I'm going through. I know that God is with me. But sometimes I think that when we are struggling with something, we tend to feel like it's just me. No one else is going through this. Everyone else has it together. I tend to put everybody on a pedestal, lower myself completely. And to know that somebody else has been through the same thing as me, it gives me a lot of hope. When we first started discussing this topic, what I thought of was a heavyweight fighter, like a boxer. And when you think about the boxing matches that we watch, when a fighter goes to his corner, they have a coach to encourage them and instruct them, and they have a person there to patch up their wounds. And I feel like that's what it looks like when we turn to God in the middle of our struggles. I feel like God encourages us through his word and also patches us up through his word. And one of the scriptures that I really cling to when I'm going through things is Psalm 121, 1 through 3. I will lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where shall my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to slip. He who keeps you will not slumber. That brings me so much encouragement to know that God is here, willing to help me anytime, and that he will not allow my foot to slip. And the only way that God can truly help and comfort me is if I go to him. Mm-hmm. So I don't know about you guys right now. I hope that in listening to this, you're thinking about who's in your corner or what's in your corner. But I'm thankful to have God in my corner.
Amen.
Yeah, I brought it around.
What we do want to know is, how do you cope? You want to know if there's something that motivates you, if there's someone that motivates you, if it's music. I know some people work out. Are you praying when you work out? I don't know. I pray when I work out because I need Jesus to get me through the situation that I put myself into. Mm. but we'd love to talk to you more, just continue this conversation. So hit us up on our social media. We're going to be talking about ways that we get help, the things that we're listening to when we are in our deeper moments and when we're in our happier moments. So hit us up. You can find all our social media at our website, www.cleanairshow.com. And we want to just talk to you guys more and more about this. And we want to encourage you as well. So that's why on the site, we have opening a new tab up in the top left-hand corner called the Prayer Corner.
Yay! Prayer Corner.
And I know you're excited about this, Mel, so tell me about that Prayer Corner.
Yes. On the Prayer Corner, you'll be able to access a collection of prayers for several different subjects. So based on what your needs are, if you need prayer for healing, if you need prayer for encouragement, if you need prayer for rest, for peace, for your finances, for your purpose, it is all there for you. We have, because we go to an amazing church, we're plugged into some amazing young adults who just love Jesus and love Clean Ears. They were so gracious as to provide some prayers for us. They pre-recorded these prayers just for you. So please go to the website. Again, it's www.cleanearshow.com and go to the Prayer Corner tab and feel free to just listen to whatever prayers you need as often as you need to. We hope that between listening to episode 2 and episode 3 that you're starting to think about who or what is in your corner. Is it something that's helpful to you, or is it something that's hurtful to you? Are there people who are destructive, or are there people who you can be honest with about your feelings, and people who can encourage you and encourage you in the right direction? Is God in your corner? You know, sometimes as believers, even, we tend to cling to other believers and tend to cling to our community before we cling to God. So please just take a moment to really think about that. And again, we are going to continue this conversation on social media. So with that being said, Saritha, can you pray us out?
For sure. Lord, we thank you so much for the ability to come to you with all of our hurts and all of the pain that we go through in life, and that you are more than willing to take that from us and to listen to us and comfort us in those times of need, and even surround us with positive people as well. We're just praying right now that you continue to show us those places where we're still in need of you and we're not truly leaning yet. We pray this in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. I'm desperate, I'm hopeless, I'm helpless. My heart's so sick, and hell is my prognosis. I'ma fail this if God don't fix. I'm depending on you, my God. I know my sin nature will oppose this. I'ma stay drowning with no lifeguard. Sin ain't gonna try and taking down the whole ship, Jesus. I'm leaning on no other name. Stay grinding, even though I suffer pain. I'ma win some, I'ma lose some, but I'ma live to fight another day. Life ain't got no pretty bow, I know that I'm gonna fall down.
It's game time, or fun time, segment time, different time.
It's time.
So we want to do a little fun segment with you guys called Melody Lane.
Back down Melody Lane.
Yes. We talk about music that defines certain moments or certain activities for us. And we're going to start with a little song. What would be your fight song?
Ooh, my fight song is Fix My Heart by Swoop. The lyrics are ridiculous, and they're very, very victorious. And when he's talking about struggling with sin and overcoming it, it kind of walks you through that and how he just clings to God, and it's amazing. Shout out to the whole Cinema album. Listen to that, please, Cinema with an S. What's your fight song, Saritha?
My fight song is Alive by The Truth.
Hey.
When I was sick fairly recently, I am a cancer survivor. But when I was going through treatment, Truth album dropped around that time, and I listened to the whole thing a lot. But that song, Alive, when you're literally trying to fight for your life, it becomes a fight song. It was so good. I played it on repeat so loud all the time. Love it.
Okay. All right. Song for a good cry. My song would be Imagine Me by Kirk Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, first, just the lyrics going through all of that and just the stuff that's being said. Imagine me loving what I see when I look in the mirror. Then it's like, it gets a little bit more bold by the second verse, telling people you won't get that joy, addressing the haters. And then just when I'm in my feelings and trying to keep it together, he's like, just release it. It's all gone. And by the bridge, I'm all the way in tears. Love that song.
Aww. My song is King of My Heart by John Mark and Sarah McMillan. It is one of those worship songs that make me all gooey on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
My triumph song is You Don't Know by Tripp Lee. And it doesn't matter what the verses say. All I need when I'm just on top, I have overcome, and I'm feeling really good, is just the hook when it's just like, you don't know what he's done for me. And it's just the clarinet, and it's awesome. Love it. Triumph song.
Mine is Clapping by Black Knight.
Hey.
I like a hook beat every once in a while.
Yes.
A little trap for you. And that song just makes me so excited. And it really has good lyrics about things to be thankful for and just clap Jesus about. So that's all I needed.
Mm-hmm. My musical motivation song is Press by The Truth featuring Papa San and Kenan. Love, love, love the fact that Papa San is on it. He was a secular reggae artist and he got saved and started making Christian music. So I'm here for Turning Your Life Around. And I think it was the first record that I ever heard Kenan on, and he is insane. If you listen to episode 1 in the first segment of What's in Your Headphones, Saritha referenced a Kenan song. Lyrically, he is insane.
And my musical motivation song is Insomniac, Chip Lee and Andy Mignol. I love that song. It motivates me because they're really talking about going hard for God. Like, legitimately no sleep, go hard for Jesus. You can sleep when you're gone. You can't help but be motivated at that moment.
Mm-hmm. Songs That Make Me Smile. Imagine by Crystal Nicole. I love that song because lyrically, it's just so beautiful. There's a part where it says, get an image in your head, multiply that times 10, add infinity, and you won't even scratch the surface. Talking about God's love. I love that record so much. And shout out to Crystal Nicole.
And the song that makes me smile is Love God by Erica Campbell. I know she got like some heat, and I don't even know why, again, for the song, because it's fun. Like, yes, it's hood moments-ish, trap-like, whatever. But
love him, I love him.
You do love God, and if you don't, what's wrong with you? I don't see any problems.
Love him, I love him, I love him.
He almost took me out. He tried to take my life. But oh death, where is your sting? No weapon formed against me shall ever prosper. Yeah. I was a convict. I was in bondage. But now them chains is broken. Thanks to his love and kindness. Now I just celebrate. Free from them hellish gates. Next time they cast me up, I can't accelerate.
What's in your headphones?
Ow.
It's time for our favorite part of the show where we can tell you what we're listening to. I'm going to go first this time, and the song that I cannot get out of my headphones is Boogeyman by the Dream Junkies off of Good Religion, which, as we mentioned earlier, just came out. Please.
We gotta ride. I got the wipes and my little baby got a snot. They ain't wanna let us in the spot. I ain't had a key, so you know I had to pick the lock. Stays right, keeping my stomach in a knot. I ain't really never wanna give it all I got, but I gotta give it up. Cause when it go and get tough, the tough get going. And I'm deboing, I'm ODing, I'm ODB, y'all ain't seeing. Shimmy, shimmy, y'all, shimmy, y'all like to brawl on my knees when I fall and I'm running for the law. Man, I've been a hog. Why you passing me the ball? Don't you know that I'm black and I'm proud of my stereotype and slapping and slapping. Man, in the river, don't let me down. I got the boom, I got the bat, I'm in the trunk, I got the thump, I got the slap.
I love this song just because, I mean, I love the beat, I love the lyrics, they are all going in, and it's just, yeah, it was such a hard pick because honestly, I could have just put the whole album, but I just love everything about the song. When I first heard it, I was like, oh my gosh, I already need to run that back. Boogeyman. What you got, Saritha?
Well, apparently this is a Dream Junkie sponsored What's in Your Headphones.
Right.
Because I've literally not stopped listening to Good Religion, and my song is Left Coast featuring, how do you say, MERS?
MERS.
It's
a
California
sure. State of mind. It don't matter what you're saying, what you're selling, there's no way that you could ever really take mine. Allegiance from the city with the few you see as we the leaders of this era and this era. Your comedians and comedians, we talking but no way that can defeat us. God made me for the West ever since I was a fetus on the left. Left course, west side up high. Left course, west side up high. Left course, west side up high. Left course, throw your west side up high.
Me, I'm from the middle of the city of the
I love it most because, again, I am a West Coast girl. And it makes me homesick. And it's been a long time since I've been homesick. I haven't really needed to go home in a while. But this song right here is one of those songs that's just made to be listened to in the state. Like, I feel like I'm listening to it incorrectly because I'm in the wrong location. It's so good. Again, the whole album is amazing, but this song is legitimately about where they're living right now, and it makes you really either want to visit California or kind of know why they love it. So I'm there for it.
Or like us, want to move. Legit. All right, so now we are at the end. The end of our third episode. Hallelujah. We've made it.
And we want to just give special thanks once again to Courtney.
Yes.
Our program director is thebomb.com, y'all.
Yeah, she's been working hard today. All this, she's been typing in the background. She's been doing all sorts of stuff. Yes. shout out to Courtney for being amazing. As we close, just enjoy the throwback sounds of 2001, 2002-ish pop. I know some of y'all are reminiscing. Feel free to just drop that choreography because y'all know y'all remember it. We'd also like to thank all of the awesome, amazing people at the Young Adult Ministry at our church who submitted prayers. Erica, Chrissy, Gustav, Teresha, Desiree, Victor, oh, and a very special friend. I don't even know his name.
We don't need to know his name.
We don't need to know his name. We're just going to call him Abiding in the Vine.
Yes.
If you are a male and you get the privilege of listening to his prayers, you will know why. Thank you so much for your help and for your support. And enjoy the rest of your week.
Bye.
Bye.